This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight! Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in front. And all those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast.
To the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello, and welcome to show number 287. Of the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is Lisa, and welcome back to the show. This week, I had the opportunity of being down in Hollywood Studios to celebrate the 30th anniversary. And while I was there covering the event for the Disney Nerds Podcast, I had the pleasure and the luxury of being one of the first to get a sneak peek into Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the new land coming to Hollywood Studios in Walt Disney World, August 29th. Now, I wish I could have taken videos and pictures of what I was able to experience while I was down there. But unfortunately, we were not allowed to take any type of video or pictures. But we were allowed to take audio of our brief tour to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. My tour was lucky enough to be with John Georges, who's the executive producer of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Walt Disney World and in Anaheim. Take a listen to our walkthrough and some of the things he had to say.
Okay.
So welcome. Hi, how are you guys?
Thank you.
So you've just come in through one of the two entrances to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. This is our Grand Avenue entrance, or you came through part of it. This is the original half-inch scale rockwork model that was at D23 Expo in Anaheim a couple of years ago. And
yes.
Were you guys there for that? So there was a whole village model in front of it, but this is the rockwork backdrop. And this is actually a working tool that our Imagineers use to do the full-size rockwork that you're about to see beyond. So this was a fully painted model. It was done in Glendale, brought here, and then used on site for field art direction. The interesting thing about this is if you look at the shape right there, that's this shape. So you're literally about to walk through the land on this side. So you're coming from the Grand Avenue side. The other entrance is on the opposite side of the land. We can't get there because we're under full construction.
Right.
But that one comes in through Toy Story Land. And the cool thing here at Disney's Hollywood Studios is both of these entrances are sort of cinematic in their scale. This one, you get this incredible long shot. The land just goes on forever. The other one, you get this wide shot with all of the spires and all of the rooftops. It's just epic, both of them. So we'll start our journey. Oh, thank you. Awesome. Thank you very much. So you are,
holy,
we are in the middle of the largest single land expansion in Disney theme park history. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is a 14-acre expansion. We've never done anything this big. And oh, by the way, we're doing two of them simultaneously. There's one here at Disney's Hollywood Studios and one at Disneyland in Anaheim. I was just there on Friday, so I can attest to the fact that there are actually two. The content is the same. We have two entrances here, as I said. Mm-hmm. At Disneyland, we actually have three entrances. And the cool thing at Disneyland is Star Wars Galaxy's Edge completes the circulation loop around Disneyland for the first time. So rather than coming into Critter Country and Splash Mountain with a cul-de-sac, it actually continues all the way looping around. Oh, I need to switch glasses because I'm on a construction site.
Well, I gave her mine.
No, thank you. No, thank you. When you said that, I was like, I never know what glasses
I'm
wearing. I
realize I'm walking around with bald eyes.
No, yeah, that's not good. Okay, so as you come in on this side of the land, this is kind of the ancient forest on the outskirts of the Black Spire Outpost town that's straight ahead. Excuse me, I'm talking too much today. This is the launching off point for one of our two signature attractions. This is Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. This is probably the largest and most technically complex attraction we've ever undertaken. I've been in Imagineering for 32 years, and this is the one I've always dreamed about building, and we're building it twice, which is awesome. This one puts you, puts you literally in the middle of this epic battle between the First Order and the Resistance, and culminates into this face-to-face confrontation with Kylo Ren. Not where you want to be. So anyway, this one is opening in phase two toward the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Everything else straight ahead opens in phase one. At Disneyland, that's May 31st, which we're a month away now, which is hard to believe. And here at Disney's Hollywood Studios, it's on August 29th. So we're 3 months away here. So what you're not seeing yet is all of the propping and layering and spaceships and extra trees, and all of the finish work is still coming. But what you are seeing is this sort of 14-acre epic land.
Wow.
That's all Star Wars. So
I'll
show you this aerial photo that kind of helps. So we just came in through here. You're standing here looking this direction. And this building straight ahead, sort of that brown kind of facade straight ahead, that's the entrance to the souk marketplace. So there's a series of market stalls. There's a Toydarian toy maker, and there's an apparel shop. And any piece of merchandise on this planet is only available here, and is only it's only an authentic in-story piece of merchandise. So there's no Star Wars or Disney Parks merchandise here. It's only things that the residents of Black Spire Outpost or Batu would purchase in-story. So the toy maker shop has handmade, you know, plush toys, and it's just a beautiful collection of really unique objects. Same with the food and beverage offerings here. They're unique and signature to the land. At the end of this marketplace is this rotunda structure. You can kind of see the dome off in the distance, mm-hmm. the scale of that. That's home to Ronto Roasters. They've rigged up a old pod racing engine, and they're using that to roast spits of meat. And you can actually have this sort of Ronto roasted sandwich and carry that around the land. And that's got one of the signature food offerings here. Right next door is Docking Bay 7. That's our quick service restaurant. And that's the main restaurant in the land. Just beyond that, you can't even see it from here, is the Millennium Falcon. So that's our signature attraction that's opening with the land at the end of August. That's Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. This is the ride that the world has been waiting for. Everybody wants to get into the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon and fly that iconic ship. So you and, five of your closest friends will be able to do that. Get in the cockpit. I did it last Friday in Anaheim. It was life-changing. There was a before and there is an after. It is amazing.
That's amazing.
But we've actually walked people on site. You know, Disney and Lucasfilm sort of merged forces several years ago, and we've had unprecedented access to the storytellers and filmmakers at Lucasfilm, which is kind of what's enabled us to deliver this level of an authentic experience. But we walked one woman from Lucasfilm through there a couple weeks ago in Anaheim, and we turned the corner and came up to the Vulcan, and she just lost it, just started crying, because even the filmmakers don't see these things built full-size, full reality, you know, complete. It's usually on a screen or a model or a part of a set, you know, just what they need for the film. So I think, you know, even for our biggest fans, I think they're just going to be blown away by the scale and level of detail. In terms of immersive retail, there's a droid depot, which you can build your own miniature astromech droid. Once you complete the build and power it up, it'll have the opportunity to interact with other droids in the land and other areas of the land. There's a Savi's workshop where you can build your own custom lightsaber in a very immersive environment and get a chance to sort of power that up and test your force skills.
So anyway, I think the fabric of this land, you know, even though the second of the two signature attractions won't open in phase one, I think the land itself is so full of details and so full of experiences that that really is a third attraction in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can sort of just see the magnitude of the size of it.
14 acres, you said?
14 acres, yeah.
So what does that bring the total of Hollywood Studios to in terms of its
That
size?
Is a great question. I know that with Toy Story Land, it was a 25-acre expansion mm-hmm. of the whole thing. I'm not sure what the total in berm is here at the park.
So you talk about the drawers that you can build that are interactive mm-hmm. in within itself. And I've really got two questions for you, but the first is, how interactive is Play Disney going to be in here?
Yeah, we haven't said much about it, and I'm not that person, because
okay,
I don't know a lot
fine.
About it, but highly. You know, basically, as you come into the land, the Play Disney app is really going to transform and be part of your storytelling and play in this land in a very authentic Star Wars way.
Right. And then my other question is, you talked about life-changing, that before and after
yeah.
moment for Smuggler's
yep.
Run for you. I, as a Disney nerd, I'll tell you that I had that same experience when I went on Flight of Passage.
Oh, yeah.
So if you could describe, is it something similar?
Yeah, I mean, unfair to compare, right? I mean,
okay.
we've had 42 years of iconic buildup to getting on Fair the Millennium
enough.
Falcon. I think it's just unique. I think it's different. I think it's such an personally interactive and immersive experience. I mean, literally you and there's only six people in that cockpit and you're all there together and you're all collaborating to fly that ship.
Do you almost forget about who's next to you and you look
you
next to you and you think
lost.
Lando's going to be standing next to you, sitting
you
next to you.
You are in the world. You are on the adventure. The mission is up to you and your ability to deliver it.
Wow.
You know,
wow is just an understatement.
Just unbelievable. And just, you know, the approach to the ship and just the excitement of being there. And the team has just done a fantastic job about the approach. You kind of ramp up and you get views of the entire ship and then you get into the chess room and you get on board the ship and you're in the cockpit and you're flying. And it's just, it's sort of out of body. You're like, I can't believe I actually really
every little kid's dream come true.
Truly.
Every
including the big kids, right? All
that's
of us
right.
here. So, yeah. So anyway, so thank you for...
Thank
you. I mean,
you
got to know, this is such a cool opportunity for you guys. You're like literally the first people...
It's incredible.
...to step
this is amazing.
On to Batuu today.
It's amazing.
Today.
It's a mile marker for us because
yeah.
you've been working on this and building it.
Right.
And for us, you guys are actually the first guests for us.
Right.
So, you know, we opened for guests on August 29th, but this is the first
yeah,
time
yeah,
we're actually
yeah.
getting these are the
to bring
first, oh my God, faces that
yes,
you see.
Yes.
We're not wearing our hard hats right now. We're not wearing
yeah.
our vests. You know, our teams are.
Yeah.
You know, but it's so it, for us, even for them watching, you know, you guys being here today, they're seeing people standing here. So it's really exciting.
This is amazing, guys.
Yeah.
You guys have done an
good.
Amazing job. Thank
you
so
much.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For visiting.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Are you here all day for the whole
Oh,
oh
yes, my God. I'm not certain I've got any more words. I'd love to do an interview. I'm not certain I can get oh my God other than oh my God.
We've had a couple of go. I need to
oh, yeah.
regroup.
Yeah.
We need to regroup.
It is. It's
this addition in of itself. It's amazing. I'm not certain.
Yes.
I'm not certain I've ever seen detail. Like, Disney's all about the detail.
And we have taken it to
people. This is a different level. This is a completely different level.
I wish I could put into words what that experience was like. I will tell you, for those of you that have made reservations to experience Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland, or are planning a trip to Walt Disney World, you will not be disappointed with how massive the scale of that land is going to be. After I gathered myself following our tour of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, I was able to interview John Georges as well. Take a listen to the interview.
Hey, this is Lisa from the Disney Nerds Podcast, and I'm here with John. And today we're celebrating Hollywood Studios' 30th anniversary. And I'll tell you something, John, it's really not what we're talking about today. I just had the luxury of just stepping out of Galaxy's Edge and Black Spire Outpost and Batuu. Now look, don't let me fool you. I didn't get to go too far in, but enough to knock my socks off. So John, you're the executive producer of this production.
Right.
Talk to me about your experience here.
Well, you were one of the very first people to set foot on Batuu. So first of all, congratulations and thank you for visiting today. It was really exciting to have you here.
Thank you very much. You have no idea how exciting it has been for us.
That's awesome. You know, we're in the middle of the largest single land expansion in the history of Disney parks. At over 14 acres, we've never done a single land that's this big. And we're doing it twice, simultaneously, once here at Disney's Hollywood Studios and also at Disneyland in Anaheim right now. So we're about a month away from opening in Anaheim at the end of May, and we're about 3 months
away from opening here at Hollywood Studios on August 29th.
And we had the opportunity to talk a little bit with John about some of the experiences, including taking that first trip on the Millennium Falcon and Smuggler's Run. Now, John, you recently had some kind of experience over in Anaheim. You want to explain to us what that was like?
You know, we've been watching it come up for many, many years now. And we actually had the chance to get on board ourselves and experience it for the first time. And it was life-changing. There was a before that ride and there was an after that ride. I mean, I think as a kid, I stood in line overnight in Westwood Village to go see Empire Strikes Back. And now all these decades later, to be part of bringing Star Wars to two Disney parks is sort of over the top. And the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run attraction, I think, really delivers on that iconic desire that we've all imagined being in that cockpit with our friends and flying that ship on a secret smuggling mission. And you'll have a chance to do that here.
I will tell you something. As somebody who's just walked through that tunnel, it'll take your breath away. John, on behalf of the Disney Nerds podcast, thank you so much for bringing what is a dream come true for a lot of our nerds right here to Hollywood Studios.
Awesome. Thank you for visiting. Please come back.
We definitely will. And you'll see us a lot, I'm certain, in the upcoming months. This opens August 29th here in Hollywood Studios and then May 31st in Anaheim. For all of you listening and watching the Disney Nerds podcast, thank you so much. Please like and follow us. I'm Lisa. So long, everybody.
Okay, Disney Nerds. This was one of the many things I got to experience this past week as we celebrated Hollywood Studios' 30th anniversary down at Walt Disney World. Stay tuned for more next week when I come back and we discuss in depth what it is that we were able to experience while celebrating Hollywood Studios' 30th anniversary. Jimmy, tell us how they can get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast, and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Have a great week. So long, everybody.
Jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.